Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alderman Chuck Brown. I'm the alderman from the First Ward, and it's my duty and privilege tonight to chair this regularly scheduled meeting of the Committee of the Whole of the City Council of Geneva. Before we go any further, I would like to note the passing of a friend of many of us. Charles "Chick" Williams died this weekend in Rockford, I believe it was. Many people and many parents and many students in this town know Chick. He was for many years a teacher at the high school, and then for as many years he was dean of students. After he retired, he had a joint appointment with District 304 and the Geneva Police Department, helping counsel troubled teens and their parents. And I don't think I can put it nearly as well as Alderman Don Cummings did. He said, I quote Don, "I know many parents who would say that Chick literally saved the life of their son and daughters. He did indeed." So I would like to ask the council and the audience tonight for a moment of silence in memory of Charles "Chick" Williams. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to say anything? I know we've all interacted with Chick, all of us who've had kids that went through the school system. I'll call the meeting to order. This is the regularly scheduled Committee of the Whole meeting. We have a consent agenda. I'm going to have to make one change. Item 5G has been withdrawn. Some information came up that's going to have to change the wording slightly, probably, on the ordinance that's needed. So item 5G is withdrawn from the agenda tonight. Otherwise, I'm looking for a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
Second.
We have a motion by Alderman Flanagan and a second by Alderman Hill. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Second, we have something that's both pleasing and sad to me. We have to recognize Alderman Sam Hill, my colleague for many years in the First Ward, for his 12 years of service to the city of Geneva as alderman of the First Ward, and of course many, many years before that serving on the Park District. Sam has certainly been active over his many years. And I think the mayor, unfortunately, is going to be a little late tonight. He sends his apologies. He can't be here till later. So it's my honor to present some gifts to my fellow aldermen. First, I'd like to note that I've tried over the years to split the duties with Sam as alderman of the First Ward, but everybody in this council knows you can't keep up to Sam. So Sam was usually the first one to respond to an email from a constituent, the first one to respond to a phone call, and the first one to go out and walk the area, walk in front of the house, check with the knock on the door, and find out what the problem was, and then consult with me as to what we might do, and often Sam had the correct answer. So I'm certainly going to miss Sam. Sam, you've been a great person to work with for 12 years. So meanwhile, if you bring your family up to the front here, Sam.
Sure. Okay. Come on, kids.
Everybody up here with Sam, in front of the table with the cape on.
And you're following with the mic.
You need a mic?
Here you go.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. The microphone's on. And Sam, the first thing, you should introduce your family.
Okay, well, I think
it's on.
All right, on my left, my wife Carolyn, most of you all know her. And on the right side is son Jeff, and his wife Kathy is taking the pictures. And then we got our granddaughter Mackenzie. She's what, 13? Yeah, and 12-year-old just the other day, Tyler, and future lineman at some university, Justin. He tackles me every time I show up over there.
And daughter-in-law?
And daughter-in-law, that was Kathy, yes. She drove over there, so.
Wonderful family, you should be proud. And here we have, is our first gift for you, a picture that's hung in the entranceway to City Council, to the city chambers downstairs for so many years. And you get to hang that in your office in your retirement, I hope. The second thing is we have a certificate of appreciation from the mayor presented to Sam Hill, Alderman First Ward, May 7th, 2001 to April 22nd, 2013, in recognition of his dedication and service to the city of Geneva. And as I say, they should have added a sentence in recognition of also your service to the park board and everything else you and Carolyn do around town. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, of course, we have a little gift. Who wants to open the gift? You can all help, Grandpa, I guess. It's not a box of Cuban cigars. That would be inappropriate. There's the camera. It's a beautiful clock, and there is an insignia on the inside, a crest of the city of Geneva, presented to Sam Hill for 12 years of loyal dedication.
Thank you very much.
You may hold that, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
And I thank you on behalf. Citizens of Geneva who have, I think, splurged on a cake. So we will, if there is no objection, we'll hold the meeting in abeyance for a minute, and we can all come up and have a piece of cake. And we'll serve.
Mr. Chairman, if I can add something. I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure serving with Alderman Hill. It's been a pleasure dancing with Alderman Hill. I got to know Alderman Hill very well when you practice with somebody for somewhere around 5 months, you get to know them quite well, and he was always a perfect gentleman. He was never got angry. He was a doll, so I really appreciate working with you and dancing with you, and thank good luck.
Great wedding with you.
Can I jump in? As long as we're eulogizing our.
We could have had a roast.
Off the record. So, there's not a whole lot that I could say about Sam that hasn't been said. In the past, everybody's aware of his dedication to the community, whether it was on the park board or, the city council or. Probably even just getting out of bed. I think that when I think of you, I think of a person who just wants to help, whoever, however, wherever. You just want to dive in and do something. You certainly helped me. You took a young, relatively speaking, alderman under your wing and pushed me to do what needs to be done and say what needs to be said and stay true to your beliefs, even if they disagreed with you. And you taught me that it would turn out all right in the end, as long as you put the needs of the community ahead of your own interests. And that's what I try to do now, and that's what you taught me to do, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig.
Please, everyone, within the council, come up and share a piece of cake. The meeting is adjourned. Come on, family.
I like cake.
I'll come cut. Anyway, he said he heard cake, and I says, I want to know how you heard cake from downstairs. Because if you could hear cake, you have to tell me how that happens.
Well, it's sort of like sniffing out sales, right?
'm let me first just say, if there's no objection, we'll bring the
we're not.
Committee of whole. Whoops, are we back on the air?
We're all set.
We're all set.
Never mind.
We'll bring the committee of the whole meeting back to order, and Alderman Hill has the floor if he so wishes.
Oh, okay.
Make sure
thank
that mic's
you,
on.
Mr. Chairman. I had some comments that I recorded, I've had plenty of time to thank you, most of the people that I had listed there. And I do want to show my appreciation, my thanks to my beautiful wife, Carolyn, who's over here taking care of the three grandchildren. She's made sure I've had dinner by 5:30 every night so I could be here by about 6:30 or so. And stood by me for all these years, 54 years it will be in August. So some of you can exceed that, but the others, I'll give you that challenge. And my son Jeff is here with the three grandchildren. I think most everybody has met the grandchildren, so we're happy there. But I just want to remember a couple of our past aldermen, Ralph Dantino and Paul Dakota. Not with us any longer, but many of us who've known them still think about them quite a bit. And just wanted to mention their names and the recognition that they deserve for all of their time that they've spent working for the public. So I've mentioned some names of city employees to the department heads, and they'll thank them themselves for me. And I might even see a couple of them tomorrow. But thank you very much for the recognition. Keep charging, keep working on helping to make this a beautiful town, which it already is, with the help of the Chamber of Commerce and the other people in the community. I'm sure that it will continue to be that way, but especially the leadership that is provided by this group, the City Council and the mayor that we have, it will all be all good. So thanks again.
Thank you, Alderman Hill. We'll move on to the regular agenda now. Item 5A is to recommend draft ordinance for city modification of a bond issuance of $12 million in tax-exempt revenue bonds in aid of the Northern Illinois Food Bank project. And we have Howard and Diane with us tonight here to explain to us how exactly the city is helping by helping you float this $12 million in tax-exempt revenue bonds.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, 2.5 years ago we were here, and we're very grateful for the support from the City of Geneva. My name is Howard Zweibel. I'm special counsel to the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And with me tonight is Diane Corazon, who was not here, I think, our last time, but is now the CFO of the food bank. You probably are aware of the successful completion of the new headquarters in Geneva of the Northern Illinois Food Bank. We were the beneficiaries of industrial revenue bonds, tax-exempt bonds that were issued by the city at no cost to the taxpayers in the original amount of $12 million so that we could build this great facility, which unfortunately is very sorely needed in our community. And we are now at a very fortunate juncture where, with the cooperation of the bond owner, which is West Suburban Bank, we are able to restructure the bonds, lower the interest rate, and save hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of the bonds, which we'll be able to divert toward feeding hungry people in the community. And so this is an amendment, and because these bonds were issued under the auspices of the City of Geneva, it requires an ordinance to be approved by you. There is absolutely no taxpayer exposure or taxpayer funds involved. Diane, did you want to add anything?
I just wanted to say thank you again for the support of the City of Geneva. We have enjoyed our time being here in Geneva, and you guys have supported us wonderfully. So we really do appreciate all the support that we've received.
Diane, I believe you have literally 100 volunteers out there each weekend, and are you always looking for more?
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers. Whether you'd like to help sort food or if you'd like to use some of your other skills, we'd love to have you help us out. A lot of people from the city have been helping us, definitely.
Wonderful. Before I ask for a motion, I would note that there was a small scrivener's error discovered in the original council packet on page 8, first paragraph under Article 4. It mentioned Exhibit A when it should have mentioned Exhibit C. We'll consider that a slight change to the scrivener's error. So I will ask for a motion.
It's a reverse.
It's the reverse. Okay.
Yeah.
It was our. Did say Exhibit C, and now it's Exhibit A. In either case, can I please have a motion?
So, second.
We have a motion by Alderman Hill and a second by Alderman Flanagan. Is there any questions for the good people from Northern Illinois Food Bank? From the audience? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Against? It be recorded as unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you very much
for your consideration. It'll be required to be voted again on May 6th as the final vote. We thank you very much for your support.
It will be on the consent agenda since it was unanimous tonight. So
wonderful.
It's not clear you have to show up.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Item 5B, approved request from American Legion Post 75 for the use of public right-of-way for annual Poppy Day fundraiser, May 25th, 2013. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion from Alderman Cummings and a second from Alderman Maladra.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to excuse myself from this vote, please.
And Alderman Singer will excuse himself from the vote, being a long-term member of American Legion Post 75. Are there any questions? The audience, from the council? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Against? One abstention. That's thank you. Item 5C, we are asked to approve a request from American Legion Post 75 for the use of public right-of-way for Memorial Day ceremonies, May 27th, 2013. May I have
so
such a
moved.
Motion?
Second.
We have a motion from Alderman Marks.
Mr. Chairman, I like
a second from Alderman Kilburg, and again, we will excuse Alderman Singer, and I'd like to point out that having attended many, many, many of these Memorial Day ceremonies, they're wonderful events when a very large fraction of the city turns out and are very impressed with the turnout. I think we have, Ms. DeVito would like to say something. You're welcome.
Good evening, everyone. Ellen DeVito. I just wanted to take a second to invite those who live in our community who may have never come down. This is really a wonderfully moving experience downtown, and it's just a great way to feel that you're part of Geneva, and the Legion goes so far in putting this together. So I just wanted to make a special invitation to folks.
It starts again this year with the parade.
Right.
Starting from the train station at 10 o'clock and ending up at the West Side Cemetery on
right.
Stevenson Third at about 10:30, mm-hmm. followed by a ceremony there hosted by American Legion Post 75, and it is impressive.
This is one of my favorite events. The other is I love the Veterans Day when they do the rifle salute and close the intersection, and folks should watch for that in November as well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any other questions? Mm-hmm. The audience, council, let the record note that Alderman Vogelsberg has shown up.
My apologies. Just don't want you to leave,
hey,
Sam.
This is,
couldn't come to the party.
Still some cake left on.
So we're voting on item 5C. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Let that be recorded as unanimous. Item 5D. Recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of the First Amendment to the Development Economic Incentive and Reimbursement Agreement between the City of Geneva and Shodine, Inc.
Move approval.
Have a motion
second.
From Alderman Hill.
Second.
And a second from Alderman Marks. Are there any questions from the council or the audience? This is a simple change to the agreement, reflecting the fact that the state now collects every 4 months and every, instead of every 3 months sales tax, I believe. Correct? Yes. Three instead of four. Okay.
I had one.
Yes.
One question, please.
I
just wanted to clarify, double check that this does not change the rebate schedule, the published rebate schedule that was originally done.
The operative phrase in the rebate schedule was the date that it ended on, and this agreement differed from the other three in that it had a specific number of payments. Mm-hmm. So what we did was we took the same number of years ending on that last payment and just recalculated the number for the schedule.
Okay.
Okay. So, it's through this exact same time period as the original.
Okay.
So we end up whole at the end.
We end up where we were going to end up the first time. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Let that be recorded as unanimous. Item 5E, approve request from Classic Car Club of America for the use of public parking lot at northwest corner River and James on May 9th, 2013. Have a motion?
Second.
I have a motion from Alderman Maladra and a second from Alderman Flanagan. Are there any questions? Yes, Alderman Flanagan.
I do have a comment. I spoke to Ms. DeVita earlier, and there were 34 parking spaces noted on her request. But if you look at the application, they talked about 40. But according to the diagram that they sent to us, there was only 34 spaces. So we're going to be just making sure that we're voting on what they submitted to us in their drawing rather than the 40 that's on their application. So,
since you were the seconder and the motioner, Alderman Maladra agrees that it is the 34 spaces. That is what we're voting on. Any other questions? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Board, that is unanimous, please. Item 5F, approve request by the Chamber of Commerce for their art fair, July 27th and 28th this
Move
year.
Approval.
We have a motion from Alderman Hill and a second from Alderman Maladra. Is there any questions? We have Ms. Gaines from the Chamber here to answer any questions. Would you like to say a couple words about your art fair? It's going to be bigger and better this year, as it always is every year.
Just so you know.
Well, this show will have the same quality that it has in the past years. We're in year 12, and it doesn't get bigger in the number of artists. It just gets bigger in its reputation. It seems very early to be asking about this, but as you know, we work so many months out that we wanted to get it approved so we can print legitimately. So thank you for your approval.
This is a juried show, correct?
Oh, it's most definitely a juried show, yes. And we probably have 3 to 4 applications for every spot that is available.
Wow. That is why you have such high quality artists.
That's right, we have a lot to choose from.
Any other questions? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against?
Thank you.
That will be on the consent agenda. Item 5G, recommend draft award.
No, we removed that.
Ah, was removed. Don't need to vote on that. Thank you for. Item 5H, recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of labor contract with Utility Dynamics in the amount of $482,141.02. For underground electric relocation contract 2013-14.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Alderman Flanagan and a second from Alderman Marks. Are there any questions on this? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Or is it unanimous, please? Okay. I'll turn the page. 2 pages on the agenda. This lot. Getting a lot accomplished tonight, folks. Item 5I, recommend draft resolution awarding professional services agreement to Stanley Consultants Incorporated in the amount of $88,300 for Geneva Business Park number 2 substation relay upgrade. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Alderman Kilberg and a second from Alderman Maladra. Are there any questions on this? We do have Mr. Buffington from our Geneva Electric Department present. Hearing no questions, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Against? Unanimous. Item in 5J, recommend draft resolution authorize bid award for 2013-14 underground cable replacement materials to HD Supply in the amount of $48,727.28.
So moved.
A motion from Alderman Marks.
Second.
And a second from Alderman Cummings. Any questions on this issue? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Against? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 5K, recommend draft ordinance amending Title 9, Chapter 1, Article A, Services, Rates, and Charges of the Geneva City Code. I have a motion. Alderman Maladra so moves. No second.
Second.
We have second from, I believe it was Alderman Cummings. Any questions on this one? We do have Mr. Dan Dingus, Director of Public Works here, who I'm sure could answer questions on this if necessary. From the audience? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 5I, recommend draft resolution awarding bid and contract to Advanced Disposal Services Solid Waste Midwest LLC for 5-year solid waste services contract in the city of Geneva. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Alderman Marks and a second from Alderman Cummins. Is there any questions on this that Mr. Dan Dingus from Public Works might answer?
I have a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hill, go ahead.
I know that when we have a sealed bid for a project or for something to an organization or a company to do business with the city or to sell us something or provide a service, that we need to and we have to go to the sealed bid. And the winner of that sealed bid was the organization that you see listed tonight, Advanced. And one thing you do forget when you go to sealed bids is that the history of the company that had been performing the same service for several years, 5 to 8 years, I believe, maybe longer. That's Republic Industries, and they've been doing a wonderful job. They've contributed financially to city projects, and I'm just sorry that we weren't able to award that company the bid. But I know that we had to do it otherwise because of the sealed bid concept. So I just wanted to make a comment in favor of Republic because they've done a wonderful job during the time that they've been servicing the city of Geneva. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I agree. Thank you, Alderman Hill. Any other questions from the council? Mr. Singer.
I refer to my colleague, Alderman Flanagan.
Ms. Flanagan?
Thank you. Just wanted to thank Director Dan Dingus for his time and efforts because I know I had quite a bit of questions and he took the time to answer them and make everything clear to me. So thank you.
Alderman Singer?
Yes, thank you. Dan, have you come up with an the age requirement regarding the refuse bag, the 20-gallon refuse bag? What age have you come up with this? That would be capable.
That will not be age restricted.
No age restriction.
No age restriction.
Okay, Dan. With this program, this is the one where we get the 65-gallon recycle toter at no charge.
Correct.
Correct.
You get to choose, actually. The base is 65 if you don't specify, but you have what will happen is Advanced Disposal will issue a notice to everybody that they're going to be the new vendor, and then they'll also give a card to specify whether you want a 35, 65, or 95, and then they'll drop off that size cart that you specify.
All right. So what you're saying then, because I've had some queries regarding my constituency regarding the size of that toter, they think it's rather large and they're wondering if it's possible they could get something on a 35 level. That would be acceptable?
That would be acceptable.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Ms. Flanagan?
If I may, a second time. Is there some way that you could show pictures of these containers to or on the website or someplace so that they understand or can visualize what a 50, 35, 65?
I'm sure we can work out pictures, and I'm sure we can put displays at Public Works and probably at City Hall that people would be able to come look at it and decide which size they would like.
I would appreciate that. That would be really helpful, I think, from what I've heard from my, you know, our constituents. So thank you.
Alderman Hill?
Along with that idea, which I think is a great idea, is there any possibility, because of so many seniors who do go to the senior center in Wheeler Park, to maybe put a couple of those units on display there, too? We don't want them displayed all over the town, but but I think that would be a special group of people who would like to be able to stand up beside it and see what it how it really measures up. Thank you.
Other members of the council? Alderman Marks.
Dan, just one quick question. I think I asked this, but I do not remember the question, the answer, because I had the 65-gallon yard waste toter. Is that charge going to be all year, or is that just for the months of like April through November?
What, it's the season.
It is the season, okay? And then people would just keep those then, or how are they going to work that? I guess that's the questions I'm getting, how that
we'll
works.
We'll have to work that
okay.
out, because are people going to want to store that for the whole winter? But we can work that out.
Okay. Yep. Just that was a question that was asked of me. So,
Alderman Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dan, did we not also agree, or was there an agreeable issue regarding seniors who would not be living here in the community because they're in another part of the country and they're snowbirds as such, that they would then notify the refuge people and they would not be charged for those months of service that they would be not available?
If they rent the toters, yes, they can postpone it for the period that they're gone. But it's a sticker program, so if they're doing the sticker, they put out garbage, they put a sticker, otherwise they don't have to worry about it.
Okay, understood. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions or comments from the audience? We have representatives here from Advanced Disposal. Hearing none? Oh, see a hand. Welcome, sir. Name and address, as usual.
Thank you. My name is Steve Vogren, and I represent Republic Services, the incumbent refuse service provider. And I want to thank you very much for the opportunity to speak this evening. Just a few quick comments. One, we have been a service provider in the city for 10-plus years, and, again, we appreciate the business. Through those 10 years, we have been dedicated. We provide a good service. Service complaints are rare. And one of the things we have done for you in the past, just like in 2011 when you had flooding, we were there to clean up for you. This week, we'll be there for you to clean up again. We're always here for you. You know, this was a RFP, request for proposal. And with that, I'm sure as you are well aware, an RFP allows, there is another option, which would allow you to negotiate with the incumbent. That's not that unusual. It has occurred in Buffalo Grove. It's occurred in Oak Brook. It's occurred in numerous communities in the Chicagoland area. So it's not unprecedented to negotiate with the incumbent. So I would respectfully request that you would consider that as an option based on our history and based on our service.
Are there any questions for the gentleman? I think it's worth emphasizing your program this week, which we appreciate very much. If people have flood-damaged goods, you will pick them up without a sticker on them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But regular garbage still requires a sticker.
That is correct.
And we thank you very much for that. And I, too, echo Alderman Hill's comments that I certainly have lived in this town for even longer than you've been picking up garbage, and we've had no problems whatsoever with your service. It's unfortunate. Any other comments from the audience, from the council? Mr. Dinges?
I just want to echo what Sam Hill said. Republic has done a wonderful job for the city, and we appreciate the services that they provided. Whenever there was an issue, they jumped on it right away and did address the issue, so we thank them.
I presume the decision to accept the lowest bid was made by you and the senior staff at the city. He's nodding his head in agreement. Alderman Kilburn?
I'd asked Dan, have we ever negotiated as it relates to a bid previously?
I will say the last, since I've been here, I don't know if we have previously, but the previous five-year contracts were all bid, and we took the low bid.
I mean, anything as it might relate to public works. Have we have we entered into a negotiation as it relates to a service or a hard item or purchase of a hard item?
I'm trying to recall. I'm not sure that we have. Typically, you negotiate engineering contracts, and we're used to that, but not a service like this.
Thank you.
If I may clarify, according to the post on the website, this was a bid opening, a request for bids, not a request for proposals. I mean, there's a difference when we're looking for professional services and those kinds of things. Those are typically, you get proposals and then you negotiate. This was a bid looking for specific prices.
So the gentleman from Republic, his comments are out of order then?
It's not that they're out of order. Other cities may negotiate there, but typically.
So what he's entertaining is inappropriate, is what you're saying?
I would say yes.
I believe I also misspoke when I said the city staff chose. The city staff is recommending to the council that they choose the lowest bidder.
The bid does allow for alternates to be submitted at the time of the bid, not after the fact. And we did receive those as we went over on previous meetings.
Thank you.
Any further comments?
But let me get this clarified.
Yes, Alderman Hill.
But it was a request for bids, so that are we legally obligated to take the lowest bid? Then?
We're legally obligated to take the most responsible bidder. So okay. That's based on a number of factors.
I see.
It's the lowest responsible bidder.
Okay.
And again, there was where they could do options, but that was part of the entire bid packet. It's not an after the fact. Not after the bids are open, do you then get to add alternative bids? Okay. They're all opened at the same time.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
My years on the council, I have seen one or two cases where we did not take the lowest bid. It required a very good explanation and backup of why the lowest bidder was not considered to be a responsible bidder. So in this case, I don't think it was necessary to even approach that question, and that's indeed what the staff is recommending, that we, in this case, accept the lowest bid.
I bet Alderman Dakota certainly had a few things to say in those instances, didn't he?
Can't remember.
Probably don't want to.
If there are no more comments, I will ask the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Against?
No.
We have one nay from Alderman Hill. That will not be on the consent agenda next week. Item 5M. Recommend draft ordinance amending Title V, Health and Sanitation, Chapter 2, Section 5-2-3, Collection Charges of the Geneva City Code. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Motion by Marks.
Second.
Second by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any further discussion? This is basically the same issue. We're just making the city code agree with the agreement we've just approved tentatively. Yes.
All I want to do is make a comment that so people realize this, that these rates are actually going down.
Yes.
With this contract, and I don't know if most of the citizens realize that, but this contract is causing our rates to actually drop.
Thank you.
Which is a nice thing to
see.
And
we will certainly take credit for it, even though it is the staff and Allied Disposal Services. Right.
But I think that needs to be noted, that we are seeing a drop in the rates here for 5 years.
Yes, Mr. Dinges.
I want to also draw your attention to we had the previous meetings. We've had the discussion on the refuse fee and who that's going to be billed to. If you look at item I, you'll see that we have renamed this fee to the city environmental collection charge. That would go on the utility bill. It will go to all properties that receive a utility bill. The fee remains the same, $4.05, but it includes services within the city that keep the city of Geneva clean, as far as brush, leaf, electronic recycling, the management of the solid waste contract. We're also, you'll see in the next agenda item, but street sweeping would also be included in this fee. The fee, the way we worked it, there was a lot of discussion on who's going to get that fee. The way we've worked it out, or that I've worked it out with senior staff and our finance director, is by having it sent to each utility bill. If someone has multiple meters, they would not pay for each meter. They would get it for that one bill. So that's kind of the way we were able to look at it. It's 9,900, it's roughly 9,900 customers that way, and the way it worked out, it ended up, the fee ends up being the same, including the street sweeping service in the environmental fee.
So just to reiterate, previously your bill listed this as a refuse fee, is that correct?
Correct.
And it will, the words refuse fee will be replaced with environmental fee. Okay, so people shouldn't be surprised. It's the same fee and it's the same amount.
Same fee, same amount.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
No question.
Any other questions on this item? Alderman Kilburn?
Will those elements of our community that have not had the service in the past receive these services moving forward?
Yes and no. They're going to continue to get what they currently have, whether they're the street sweeping will still be on street sweeping, leaf collection, and brush collection will still be on public right-of-way. So any private road, they will not pick up. However, in some instances, what we currently do with some of the townhouse developments where they might have a private road, if they bring their material out to the public right away, then the Kramer, our brush and leaf collector, would pick that stuff up. So we would continue that service. But as far as commercial that will now get that bill, they're not going to drive through the commercial parking lots picking up brush and leaves. Same for the fact for industrial.
However, the commercial does have the recycling for the electronics.
Yep,
they
everybody
do get
would
that
have,
use. Yes.
So the trucks will basically follow the same routes they currently do.
Right.
And the schedule will remain the same. Thursday,
schedule,
Friday.
Yep.
Correct.
Well, brush and leaf is based on
monthly schedule.
Yeah. Need and breeze.
Any further? I'll call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Against? Please record that as unanimous. Okay, let's see. 5N, recommend draft resolution authorize contract for street sweeping services to Huffing Clean Sweep LLC for 2013-14 season in the amount of $69,240 per year with 2-year additional options for 2015 and 2016. May I have such a motion, please?
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Marks, second by Alderman Hill. This is indeed the fee that you just referenced, and it will be invisible because it will be rolled into the environmental fee.
Correct.
Which doesn't go up.
Right.
So the savings on the contract with Advanced Disposal is paying for our street sweeping.
Well,
which previously came out of the general fund and was paid for by taxpayers anyway. So.
It's all part of the refuse fund.
Right. Yes.
The savings is we're spreading the bills across more customers.
Alderman Kilburn?
I looked at the table you provided as related to street sweeping, and I think you'd indicated there were 235 miles of streets that are going to be serviced by this Oving.
Oving, right. It's actually lane miles, so each side, so you double it, cut that in half, and that's the actual lane. Miles of road, but they're doing northbound, southbound, east-west, so they're doing both sides.
In there, I looked, and I wasn't able to ascertain how often are streets cleaned in Geneva. Is it periodically, or how is there a regular schedule?
Yes, there is.
I mean, is it monthly, or is it more frequently?
It's probably closer to every 5 to 6 weeks, which is currently what we were getting done. Downtown area will be done weekly, the downtown, and then for festivals they will do make sure that we sweep it prior to that festival. But as far as citywide,
those are the 9 miles you're saying,
right?
Okay,
right. And then citywide they will come in, and it's based on a week, and you can see March, we're doing in March. Well, obviously that's already passed, but we currently are trying to use our sweeper the best we can until this contract gets started, which would be next month if it gets approved. But you can see it's May, June, August, September, October, and then during the leaf season, they do it 2 times in November. to try to, what they're doing is they're trying to pick up the leaves right after Kramer. They coordinate it with Kramer, and they sweep right after Kramer gets through picking up leaves, try to clean up that street right away.
But it should be emphasized that the citizens can certainly help the city in this by keeping things out of the gutter. That includes grass clippings, it includes leaves, it includes allowing dirt to flow from your yard into the gutter. This is keeping the sewers, the storm sewers flowing, and as we know from the flood last week, our storm sewers can only handle a certain amount of water, and we'll be in a 5-inch rain in a few hours. So keeping the gutters clean, we do this, we sweep the streets, but the public can certainly help us on this by trying to keep things out of the gutter. And thank you.
Correct.
Alderman Kilburg.
So we're going to maintain essentially the same level of service than that the city had attempted to provide over the last few years with with our equipment.
Correct. Yeah, this was, I worked closely with St. Charles, who started this program last year. They kind of pilot tested it. They did part of their town last year, and they said it was very successful. They actually are going to through the whole city this year. So, and the reason I have a 2-year contract with then 2 optional years is their contract ends in 2 years. So we're hoping to be able to coordinate that and bid together in the future.
Are they going to be using the same equipment, or are they going to add equipment? In other words, if we get into a situation where they'd have a breakdown of equipment, is that going to delay our service because they've got St. Charles and Geneva, or?
No, they have many sweepers, and they actually plan on getting the whole town. When they come in for that week that we specify, for them to come in, they're going to get it done within a couple of days, where it took us our one truck over a month to get through the whole town. They're going to come in 1 week and do the whole town. So you'll see multiple street sweepers cleaning up town when they come in. So
now, you'd indicated that we have a sweeper that's in sort of a rundown state. It's maybe appraised at about $15,000 in its current state, that with repairs, we might be able to actually show some type of a benefit. Have they given us any advice as it relates to this sweeper since they're in the business? Are they interested in purchasing this sweeper from us for about $40,000 or $50,000?
We're actually talking to them a little bit about that. Our mechanics are trying to do what we can in-house. Obviously, that's our cheapest route if they can make the repairs that are necessary. There's some stuff that they're not going to be able to do, but we're hoping to get it to a point where we could take it as far as we can, and then we definitely will talk to Hoving to see if they can find a benefit. But what we'll probably end up doing is putting it on our iBid or eBay, whichever method we end up going, to see if we can get a bid on that.
You think the direction is that we're going to make the repairs then and try to get the additional revenue out of it for this goes to what we call what now, capital assets?
Right.
Capital equipment
fund, right. That would be the plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments? Council, audience, call the question. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Against? Thank you. Please record that as unanimous. We're down to item 5-0, recommend acceptance of fiscal year 2012-13 fourth quarter goal status report. Please have a motion.
So moved.
Seconded.
We have a motion from Alderman Vogelsberg and a second from Alderman Cummins. Are there any comments? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank the staff for preparing their quarterly report on how they're doing with our priorities. We now will bring up new business because we will be going into closed session. So is there anybody on the council who has new business? Alderman Kilburg.
We have with us tonight newly elected Alderman Bruno, and seeing we're going into closed session, I think it would be appropriate to invite him to participate in the closed session.
I would ask
our
legal expert.
I don't think we can until he's been sworn in, but he can certainly be briefed after the fact.
Okay.
Any other announcements? Yes.
Mr. Chairman. I wasn't quite sure if we made it clear to the audience that our sticker prices were going to go lower for the trash pickup, and because I know you mentioned the refuse, but I don't know if you actually mentioned that the sticker prices are going to be lower than they were normally, and if you can just go over that, that would be appreciative.
Sure. Based on what was approved with option two, the new sticker price will actually be $2.85 a sticker. Right now we're paying $3.15, I believe.
Something like that.
And then it's going into year two, it's $2.98, year three, $3.11, year four, $3.25. So you can see that we're going to be below our current rate for at least a few years. That's the good news. I think that's.
And then the containers are going to be.
The containers, there will have options. As you know, as we talked about the recycling tote, the first one's free. Beyond that, if you need more than one, it's $1.20 no matter what size.
It has a cover on it.
It has a cover.
Great stuff.
And then you can also rent the different sizes, 35, 65, 95 refuse tote. And those fees are actually less also.
Appreciate it.
So. May I ask about the senior bags? Some people have asked me about them or interested, and they don't know where you get them, where you purchase them.
It'll be available at the same locations as the stickers.
Right. Wonderful. Yep. And they know what
they need.
And
it's not a senior bag anymore.
No, it's
just a bag.
It's called a
20-pound bag.
It's called a 20-gallon bag.
20-gallon bag, right.
It's called a 20-gallon bag, and will be available.
Right.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Any other business? Yes.
I just wanted to follow up from earlier. We are having a special collection Thursday and Friday on regular trash day for flood-damaged items. So what that means is if you have flood-damaged item, you put them out with your trash, you sticker your trash. You don't have to sticker the flood items, but they have to be out by 7 a.m. on the morning of your pickup. So if you don't get them out in time and the truck goes by and you think about it, it's too late. So it should be fairly easy because it's the same day as your regular pickup. So get those items out there.
Any other new business? Council, audience? All right, I'd like a motion to go into closed session on the purchase, lease, or sale of property for use of the public body.
So moved.
Second. Motion and a second. On this, we need a roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Donald Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Excuse me.
And there is no plan to have any actual item take place after this closed session. So we're now adjourned to closed session.
Yeah. You know.